State government would no longer provide tax credits that can be traded for cash to oil and gas companies under a bill the legislature did pass on Saturday. Instead, companies would be able to reduce the taxes they pay in the future based on the amount they spend to develop fields. The Senate passed House Bill 111 with a vote of 18 to none, while the House passed it 33 to 6. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel says companies would weigh their investments due to the loss of tax credits. She says it's lawmakers' intention that the bill doesn't cause further job losses.
This bill, make no mistake about it, this bill is a tax increase.
Lawmakers took until the final 2 hours of the second special session to pass an agreement. State analysts estimate the bill would save the state more than $1 billion over the next decade. By then, oil companies are forecast to spend roughly $1.5 billion they'll be able to use to lower future taxes. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the bill shows the legislature is capable of reaching compromise on difficult solutions for the state's future.
If you didn't get everything you wanted in this bill, that's not an exclusive club. So it went farther than a lot of people wanted and not as far as some others did. So it truly does represent a compromise.
A key provision means if companies don't begin production within 10 years of beginning to spend on fields, they would lose some of the value of future tax reductions. The Alaska Oil and Gas Association said in a tweet that the bill will have a negative impact on investment in the state. Governor Bill Walker praised legislators for the agreement. The Senate voted to return for a third special session, but the House didn't take a similar vote on Saturday.